Hello again. This is Audrey Sussman, and in this podcast, we're looking at frustration and habits and how hard it is to change a habit, but what we can do so that you know there is hope, that you don't have to feel stuck in any kind of habit. Today, we'll actually be looking at a question from one of my online coaching students. He's actually in the parenting class that I do. And he sent me a question about anger and his frustration with himself. And as I read his question, my heart really went out. He's a very brave man to be so honest about his feelings. So here's his question and what he had to say. He decided, in this email he sent me, he said, "I decided not to yell at my kids. I truly, really, truly don't want to do this anymore. I hate myself after going into a rage, but it seems that no matter how much I truly want to stop, the next thing I know, I'm either biting my tongue trying not to yell, or I'm in a full-blown anger and rage and yelling at my kids again. His question is there any way I can change? I feel awful, and I've just about lost hope." He had a P.S. at the end of this email that said, "I've read all sorts of books about anger. I've read about anger management. I've read about changing the yelling habit. I've read parenting books. And it's not that I don't know what I should be doing. It's that I just don't know how to change it in the moment where that rage hits. Is there hope for me?" So first of all, I'll call the guy Alan. Yes, of course there's hope. Having the desire is the first step, and it's an important step. The people who call me, the parents who usually call me and come to my classes, they're good parents who at times get triggered into doing something that they just hate themselves for afterwards or feel guilty for afterwards. You know, it's not easy being a parent. Your children, the ones you love the most in this world, can at times be frustrating, at times can make you feel like you just don't know where to go for answers. Sometimes our beloved children make us feel uncared about. And then there's other times where they're the biggest joy in our life. And if you have more than one child, it almost seems like they take turns. One is just the child you always wished for, as the other one becomes moody and sulking, and then they switch turns, so it almost feels like you don't get a break. Well, this is really for all those amazing parents out there who are looking for help to change habits and who have tried just about everything. And again, I want you to know that there is a way to change even the habits that you fall into at the times of stress. So it's interesting that, you know, it can't just be changed with one part of the mind. What happens with Alan, what he was trying to do, he was telling himself, "I'm not going to fall into that yelling thing again." But as soon as the stress became great enough, or he felt like the kids just weren't paying attention, out came the rage again. And it's not that he put a hand on them. No, he didn't. He just felt so bad for yelling and feeling out of control. And he's feeling really bad with himself. So the first step is to understand that how the mind works and which part of the mind we actually have to use to change those old habits. To change things cognitively on the thought process is probably the hardest way to make changes in anything, whether it's anxiety or whether it's rage or anger. Changing on just the cognitive level of the mind is not going to keep the new pattern that you'd like. You need to go to the unconscious part. Why? Because that's the part that holds the programs that cause our reactions. So for a quick solution for Alan and anybody else, the quick solution is as soon as you feel that rage coming up, you need to kind of get distance from it, because when you're in it, you kind of feel like you have a right to be screaming and yelling, and then, of course, you feel bad about it later. So the first step is to get distance, and the easiest way to gain distance is by breathing. So if you go to anxietycontrolcenter.com, there in the right-hand corner, you'll see there's a video guide for calming the mind. That's a longer, it's a 7-minute video guide. For right now, I'm going to ask you to just stop, take a breath, close your eyes for just a second, notice how it feels in your body, and just breathe. Don't try to change anything. And in your mind, you can be saying, I have all these thoughts running through my mind. Or you can say, I feel my heart pounding, or my stomach is clenching, or my chest is heavy. And then the second part is you can say, this is a question that helps you get to the underlying, to the unconscious. What's causing? What's triggering? And the question is, what is causing? What is at the root of this feeling of rage? And this is how you say the question in your mind. I'm really curious what this feeling is about. Now, those are just quick tips. You breathe, you ask a question in curiosity. I wish I could say that this is going to fix the whole thing. What we really need to do is get the skills so that you can actually speak the language of the unconscious to calm yourself so you're at the best. Now, if you're a parent, there's actually, I know no parent comes into this world with a manual of, you know, how to deal with moody kids or how to deal with a kid who's having a temper tantrum. The parenting classes that I do, if you'd ever like to find out more about that, you could email me at anxietycontrolcenter@gmail.com. anxietycontrolcenter@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to set up a consultation where we can talk about either a class or some tips. And if you'd like to write me an email or with a question, I'm happy. I answer them all the time. It's anxietycontrolcenter@gmail.com. And you could just contact Audrey Sussman. I'm the director and hypnotherapist at the Anxiety Control Center. So signing off for now, and I'll look forward to speaking with you.